Several Capitol Police officers have been suspended following last week's deadly riot by pro-Trump extremists at the U.S. Capitol building. More arrests are expected as federal authorities continue efforts to identify the rioters. More than 100 people have been arrested so far. Let's bring in NPR Justice correspondent Ryan Lucas, who was following the investigation. And Ryan, the acting Capitol Police Chief has released a statement about the officers who've been suspended. What do we know about why they've been temporarily removed from duty?
Well, the acting chief said several of these Capitol Police officers have been suspended pending investigation. So the department is going through videos and other digital evidence to determine whether some of these folks violated Capitol Police policies during the attack. Congressman Tim Ryan, who leads a House subcommittee reviewing what happened last week, has said that two Capitol Police officers have been suspended thus far and another 10 to 15 are under investigation. So he gave those numbers. One of the officers who was suspended, we know, took a selfie with a rioter. The other one, Ryan said, was seen directing some of the rioters inside the Capitol the day of the attack.
And besides them, more than a dozen people have been charged already with federal crimes for their role in storming the Capitol. Who are they and what kind of charges are they facing?
Well, these folks come from all over the country. We've seen a lot of unlawful entry charges, disorderly conduct, some theft of government property charges as well. A couple of the people facing charges have drawn greater scrutiny, though, because of how they were dressed in tactical gear. Some of them had zip ties with them, and that has raised questions about whether some people who took part in this had advanced planning heading into the Capitol. One of those folks who has been charged is a man by the name of Larry Brock. He's from Texas. He's a retired Air Force officer. Another one is a Tennessee man, Eric Munchell, who investigators tracked down through some very tedious digital sleuthing work over the past couple days.
We know there's a lot more of that going on because the FBI has received more than 70,000 tips in its investigation to identify people who were at the Capitol, so we can expect more to come. I also want to mention, though, Ryan, that two Capitol Police officers who were on duty during the insurrection have already died, one from physical injuries inflicted by the mob, but another by suicide in recent days. So what can you tell us about those officers, Ryan?
Right. The one officer was Brian Sicknick. He was badly injured by rioters while he was trying to defend the Capitol the day of the attack. He was transported to a local hospital here in D.C., where he died on Thursday night from his injuries. He was 42 years old. He was a military veteran, and he had been on the Capitol Police Force for 12 years. And then over the weekend, a 15-year veteran of the Capitol Police, Howard Liebengood, died. And an attorney for the family said that that was by suicide.
Yeah, just a terrible legacy from a very sad day. Ryan Lucas, NPR Justice Correspondent. Thanks.
Thank you.